Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. In this series, Pastor Rick takes an in-depth look at God's provision for you, from His constant presence to His purpose for your life and His preparation for a place for you in heaven. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get our brand new set of scripture memorization cards based on Bible verses from this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's teaching. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called, What Kind of Father is God?
Now, one of the things that Jesus Christ came to earth to do was to show us what God is really like. And Jesus exploded all the stereotypes about God. He showed us that God is not some impersonal force, just a, you know, an energy field in the universe. God is not some angry tyrant who sits up in heaven waiting to make things miserable for people. God is not some apathetic creator who winds up the world and sets it down and then sits back and benignly just watches it happen with no involvement. In fact, Jesus described God in two words. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, the verse at the top of your outline there, he said, this is how you should pray. In other words, this is how you should talk to God. This is how you should address the creator of the universe. He said, pray, our Father in heaven. God wants you to think of Him as a father. Now, this is no big deal to us today because we talk a lot about the fatherhood of God, that God is our Father. But when Jesus said those words 2,000 years ago, it was radical stuff. The hearers must have been absolutely shocked when He said, when you pray, God wants you to call Him Father. In the entire Old Testament, over thousands of years, God is only referred to as Father seven times. Jesus refers to God as Father seven times in this chapter alone. And in His life and in the Gospels, He talks about Father, God being our Father, over 150 times. He said, this is how God wants to relate to you. Now, the good news is that since God is a Father, we know that He is a person, not a power. It's very difficult to relate to a power, to a force, to an energy. But when you say, well, God is a Father, I go, oh, I can relate to a Father. I can be intimate with a Father. I can talk to a Father. I can have a relationship with a Father. That's the good news. The bad news is, when I use the word Father, for some people, that conjures up all kinds of painful memories. And rather than being a happy term, it's a sad term for some, and even an angry term for others. Stirs up, in some of you, when I say the word Father, it stirs up deep resentment. You had a father who was neglectful. You had a father who was abusive, either physically or verbally. You had a father who just wasn't even there, was a non-entity in your life. And some of you think of, when you think of the word father, it brings up fear. You remember phrases growing up like, just wait till your father gets home. And you think, well, okay, if God is like my father, no thanks God. No thanks God. I don't need a God like my father was. Because human fathers can make homes a hell on earth. Human fathers can be selfish. Human fathers can be demanding. Human fathers can be inconsistent. They can be self-centered. They can be abusive. They can be all kinds of things that we would say, well, I don't want that in my life. So Jesus qualified the term. And He said, this is how you should pray, our Father in heaven. He said, you pray to your heavenly Father. Now, He's not just talking about where God is, because God's everywhere. He's talking about the quality of God, that He is a heavenly Father as opposed to being an earthly Father. God is very, very different than human fathers. In the first place, God's perfect, and none of us who are human fathers are. We're all imperfect. We make mistakes. We blow it. God has never blown it. And so He is unlike us. He's at a higher plane. And we are to say our Father in heaven or our heavenly Father. Now, I've noticed that there are four common misconceptions about God. I've talked to thousands of people about God personally over the years. And the misconceptions that people have tend to fall into one of four categories. I have no doubt that many of you here today have been deluded by one of these myths about God. For instance, some of you, when you think about God, you think that God is unreasonable. And the reason you don't want to get to know God is you think, oh, he puts all these unreasonable demands on my life that I could never possibly live up to. All he wants to do is make my life tough. All he wants to do is give me rules and regulations and restrictions. He wants to remove all my fun, all my enjoyment, all my happiness, that God is some kind of cosmic killjoy, and he's very unreasonable. And so, you know, obviously, if you feel that way, it's no wonder you don't get to know God. Because who wants to get to know somebody who they feel in their heart of hearts is unreasonable and too demanding? And some of you feel that way. Others of you, you don't feel God's unreasonable, but you do feel he's unreliable. And the reason for that is because you've been hurt. And it's an interesting characteristic of human behavior that when somebody hurts us, we not only blame that person, we blame God. If you've been attacked or you've been put down or you've been abused, you not only get mad at your attacker, you get mad at God. Say, God, you saw it. Why'd you allow it? And many of you here today, you've never gotten close to God because you've never dealt with resentment in your heart toward God, saying, blaming God for bad things that happened to you. Why did that happen, God? Well, if that's the kind of God you are, no thanks, God. And so you're resistant because you just think he's not unreasonable, but he's unreliable. I can't trust him. And when you've been hurt a lot, you say, well, I'm not going to trust anybody, and I'm certainly not going to trust God. Now, you've never thought about why God allowed that hurt. See, God has given each of us the freedom to choose. That's one of God's greatest gifts to us. God could have made you a puppet where you didn't have a choice between good and evil, where you could only do good. And God could have kept people from hurting you by taking away their freedom to choose, but he didn't. And because he's given us the freedom to choose, people make wrong decisions and they hurt other people. And you've been hurt by people who made bad decisions. Now, God could have taken away their freedom to do that, but he also would have, to been fair, taken away your freedom, and you wouldn't have liked that. Because we always focus on how people have hurt us. Have you ever focused on the fact that you've hurt a lot of people? And God never stopped you. You've hurt many people through your own selfishness and self-centeredness. And so we blame God for our hurts as if he caused it all. He didn't cause those hurts. People did. And he allowed it because he's allowed freedom of choice in the world. He wants you to choose what's good. Others of you, you don't think God's unreasonable or unreliable, but you do think God is unconcerned. You think, hey, yes, I believe there is a God. He just is too busy to bother with me. How could God be, you know, possibly interested in me? I mean, God's got big things to worry about, like universes to create and stuff like that. How could he be concerned about my job, my kids, my family, my career, my schooling, my education, my boyfriend? I mean, those things seem petty, and so God, you think, is unconcerned. And if you think he's unconcerned, certainly you're not going to try to get to know him, because you just think, well, he's out there aloof, kind of like that Bette Midler song, God is watching us from a distance. Not up close, but, you know, backed off from a distance. And then a fourth misconception about God, and many of you have this one, is that God is unpleasable. And you think that no matter how hard you try, it's never good enough in God's eyes. That if you get C's on your report card, God wants B's. And if you got B's, God wants A's. And if you got A's, God wants straight A's and A pluses. Now, where in the world do you get an idea like that? I wonder. You see, what most of us tend to do is we tend to take the weaknesses of our parents and enforce them onto God. And so if you grew up with unpleasable parents, you tend to think God is unpleasable. And if you grew up with an aloof father, you tend to think God is an aloof father. And so forth, and so forth. Whatever your parent was like, you tend to just push onto God. Now, today what I want you to do is I want you to kind of open up your mind, and I want to take all of the concepts that you've had about God to this date, and I want you to take them out and just kind of set them on the shelf for a minute. Because instead, we're going to look at what God says about himself in the Word, in the truth, in the Bible. Because the Bible says it is the truth that sets you free. And the Bible says that God is very, very different than the way he is portrayed in most movies, in most religions, and even by most families. What does the Bible say God is really like? What kind of father is God? Well, number one, The Bible says that God is a caring father. He is a caring father. That he is compassionate, he is loving, he is gracious, and he cares about you. In fact, he loves you more than you will ever know. He loves you more than you will ever be able to experience. You can't even understand how much God loves you because your brain isn't big enough to handle it. But compassion is God's number one characteristic and attribute. The Bible tells us in Psalms 104, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who honor him." God is caring. God is compassionate. There's a story in the Bible where the disciples, the original 12 guys who followed Jesus, were out in a fishing boat one day on the lake, and Jesus was in the boat asleep, and they're fishing, and all of a sudden storm comes up, and the waves start rising, and the rains are pouring down, and it's thundering and lightning, and the little boat begins to be rocked in the rocky sea. And all of a sudden, the water's coming in over the sides of the boat, and it's sinking and starting to capsize. Jesus is asleep over at one end of the boat, obviously not concerned about this. And the disciples, the story tells us, go over and wake him up and shake him and say, "Lord, don't you care that we're dying? Don't you care that we're perishing?" That is one of the most profound questions in human existence. Does God care about my problems? Does God care about my hurts, me, the things I'm going through, the stresses I'm feeling, the worries I'm experiencing? Does God really care about what happens to me? Until you settle that issue, you're never going to get to know God. Because if you think he doesn't care, why in the world get to know him? Does God care about the details in your life? Well, the answer is yes. And he says it many, many times in the Bible. One place is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Notice it says there, "Cast some of your anxiety on him." Oh, it didn't say that, does it? Cast all of the spiritual sounding problems on him. No, it says what? Cast all. Circle that. All your anxiety on him. That means every kind of anxiety you have. Financial, physical, social, spiritual, mental, relational, all your anxieties on him because he cares for you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
One of the most popular study resources we've ever offered would have to be our Bible verse scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them, and we've just added another set of 52 cards to this already amazing collection. Don't miss this opportunity to get these brand new scripture cards based on the key verses found in this series. And if you'd like to get one of our equally popular Daily Hope scripture boxes to hold your cards, they're available, along with the Bible verse cards, at the PastorRick.com store. You'll also find additional sets of Bible verse cards that you can add to your collection. And when you sign up for convenient automated monthly billing, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Does God care about my problems? Does God care about my hurts, me, the things I'm going through, the stresses I'm feeling, the worries I'm experiencing? Does God really care about what happens to me? Until you settle that issue, you're never going to get to know God. Because if you think he doesn't care, why in the world get to know him? Does God care about the details in your life? Well, the answer is yes. You need to understand that God is a caring Father. Tom's going to talk about the next one.
The second thing that the Bible tells us about God is that God is a consistent Father. The fact is, the world around us is changing at an incredible rate, and we all have to deal with that in a daily way. And because of that, we all need what Alvin Toffler called islands of stability in this world of change. While everything around us might be changing, there's one thing that you can absolutely count on. God always acts the same way towards you. He always acts in love. He always acts with forgiveness. He always acts with grace. He always offers you his power. He doesn't change. He is always caring, and he is always consistent. That's what God is like. You know, one of the greatest causes of resentment and rebellion in kids is broken promises. Some of you still have thoughts of times when your parents broke a promise, and you still have thoughts of times when you broke a promise to your kids, because we are all imperfect. That feeling of, but you promised. The good news is, God always keeps his promises. That's the kind of Father that he is. Look at these verses in your outline. From Romans in the New Testament, 11:29, God will never go back on his promises. And from Psalms in the Old Testament, chapter 59, verse 10, my God is changeless in his love for me. Those of you who have been around Saddleback for a while know my story of a dad that I grew up with who suffered from schizophrenia. These past few years with my dad have been particularly hard. Months back, phone calls began to come in unlike any I'd ever received. Abusive words like, you're not my son, you've never been my son, I never want to see you again, those kinds of words. And when you hear those kinds of things from a parent, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's one side of you that logically understands, you know, maybe it's the illness or whatever. You can figure that out. But there's another side of you that feels it very deeply, and it hurts. My dad was in a downward spiral, emotionally, physically, intellectually, all the parts of his life. Finally, he was admitted into a mental hospital where he could get some help. With great effort, he was admitted, finally. After a week there, he escaped from the mental hospital. He climbed over a wall. Now, this is a 70-year-old man. I got to get this in picture with you. He escaped from the mental hospital. And he disappeared for 6 months. Didn't hear from him. I honestly thought he was dead. We had police departments all over Northern California looking for him. Finally, they called my wife while I was away and told her that they'd found him in Sacramento. We'd been out on the streets for 6 months. When I got back from the trip, I called in, and the nurse that I talked to said, I hate to tell you this, but we've lost him again. He escaped again. A week later, they found him again. Who needs the thrill of a roller coaster when you have relationships, right? The ups and downs of relationship. How do you handle the ups and downs of a relationship with an inconsistent father or mother or children or anyone else? You handle the ups and downs of a relationship with an inconsistent father by knowing that you have a heavenly Father who is entirely consistent. You can count on him every single time. You need a perfect father to give you strength. Let me say a word to those of you who grew up with a father who was far less than perfect. Some of you who grew up with a father who may have been absent or abusive. And there's some real hurt there. A truth that I have learned over the years and in my own life, and as I've talked with many, many people who are struggling to develop a relationship with God or even to find a relationship with God in the first place. A truth that you have to struggle with. The truth is, the more imperfect your father on earth is, or the more imperfect you realize he is, the more difficult it is going to be, the more difficult it's going to be to see the kind of relationship that God the Father wants to have with you. It's going to be a little harder for you to see the kind of love that he wants to show out to you. It's going to be a little harder for you to have the kind of confidence that you need to have in his grace and his mercy for your life. It's a little harder. Y'all, there's something in you that wants to say, I just can't quite believe it. Some of you had a father who loved you the best that he could. It wasn't perfect, but you know that he loved you the best that he could. And because of his love for you, he built into your life a foundation that has grown into a wonderful relationship with God. But many others of you didn't have a good relationship with your dad. And you've struggled over the years. It was not only imperfect, it was hurtful and painful. And that is not fair. Every child deserves a great relationship with their mom and dad. But we live in a world that is not fair sometimes. And so how do you live with that? How do you deal with that? I've got some good news and bad news for those of you that face that. The bad news first. The bad news is it will be a little bit more difficult for you to trust that there is a God that loves you, that can heal you from this. And it will always be that way. It's always going to take an extra measure of trust. But the good news is, because of that extra measure of trust, you're going to build a relationship of faith with God. A relationship that's not built on feelings, but that's based on genuine trust. And you have the potential to have an incredible relationship with God, who is your Father. God is a different kind of Father. He is a Father who cares, and he is a Father who is consistent.
Not only that, your Heavenly Father is a Father that is close. He's there when you need him. He's not far off. He's available. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 17, verse 27, God did this so that people would reach out for him and find him, since he is not far from each of us. God wants you to find him. God wants you to know him. God wants you to have a relationship with him, so he is not far off. He is a close Father.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you about today's exciting opportunity.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. God tells us in Proverbs 7, verse 2, "Guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart." Now, you may not think you've got a good memory, but the truth is we all remember what's important to us. For instance, you remember phone numbers and dates that you care about. I've heard people say they can't memorize anything, yet they can quote a song lyrics from their childhood, or they can rattle off a statistic for their favorite baseball player. You see, memory is a skill that you can learn, and it's also a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, study after study has shown that memorizing Scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas too. So when you memorize Scripture, you're actually benefiting a lot of other areas in your life. Now, here's how I want to help you memorize God's Word. We've put together a new packet, a new set of cards with verses from the Bible for you to memorize. And these are good, easily memorizable verses. And you can put these cards around your house, or you can put them on your refrigerator, or, you know, tape them to the mirror where you brush your teeth, or you can put them by your bed, or in your car, in the visor. It doesn't really matter, but they're very beautiful, and they will keep these Bible verses, God's Word, before you every day, helping you to memorize the Word of God. I hope you'll take advantage of this new resource.
Don't miss this opportunity to get these brand new Scripture cards based on key verses found in this series. And if you'd like to get one of our equally popular Daily Hope Scripture boxes to hold your cards, they're available, along with the Bible verse cards, at the PastorRick.com store. You'll also find additional sets of Bible verse cards that you can add to your collection. Request yours by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And remember, when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.